The question was asked, what do you do if you're walking down the street and someone who is mentally handicapped passes by? And the kid starts pointing and asking about the strange behavior of the mentally handicapped person. So I think that on one level, we have to understand what's going through the kid's mind. To a child, seeing a mentally handicapped person can be just questionable, what's going on there. But it can also be scary. Meaning sometimes a child sees certain things, and it can be scary to a child to see wild behavior, abnormal behavior. And so I think our first job is to take the child aside in a way that will not be embarrassing to that mentally handicapped person, and explain to the child that this is a person that has some kind of illness, he has something where his head doesn't work exactly right, his mind doesn't work exactly right, and so he behaves weirdly. Yes, there are such people who Hashem put on the earth that were not blessed like us, and they don't behave normally, and we have pity on them. We on the one hand, we don't let them harm us. On the other hand, if there's a way that we could help them without them harming us, so that's something we should do, and we feel bad for them. On another occasion, it could be later in that walk, it could be later that night, it could be a day or two later, it's important to bring up the story again and then see how the child understood it. Has the child come to terms with it? After we have helped him emotionally deal with what he saw, we can deal with the chinuch aspect of don't go pointing and don't embarrass him. But it's not fair to make the child deal with it at that moment, because we have to understand what the child's going through. So very often to the child, there's something very strange and scary going on, and they don't understand what they're seeing. And we have to respect that. After they've come to terms with it and they can understand what they saw, then comes the educational stage of, look, you remember when you saw it, you remember it was strange and you saw it. Well, we have to remember when we see such things not to stare and not to point. And it's always good in chinuch if we have to tell a child not to do something that they did, it's always good to delay, not to do it at that moment, because it can be offensive to a child. Sometimes you have to do it at that moment. You know, that's part of your role as a parent. A kid does A, and you say, no, you don't do it that way. Sometimes you have to react on the moment. But something like this, because it involves the emotion of fear, so then I don't think it's fair to rebuke him on the spot, and I don't think it's even fair to rebuke him and tell him what you did. Remember, you pointed? That wasn't nice. I don't think it's fair to take him to that task, because it involves a certain fear in the child, or at least it can involve a certain fear in the child. So it's not fair to rebuke him on that. He has to know that if something scares him, he could talk to you, and you won't take him to task. You know, you should have spoken to me a different way. When he's scared, so then it's normal. He has to have the confidence he could come to you, and you're not going to start nitpicking with him. You should have pointed, you shouldn't have pointed. Your job as a parent is to be there for him when he's scared. Afterwards, there's an educational point which you can get across without pointing out, you know, you did point at the guy. That's not important. What happened then, it's really not important. What's important is that from now on, he learns that he shouldn't point, he shouldn't stare. But he should also walk away confident that when something scares him, he can talk to you. So that's I think, the balance of how to do it. Again, you know, in all of education, we talk about tools, we talk about approaches. No two cases are identical, and the parent has to gauge what to apply when. But as a general rule, that's the direction I would think.
If you are...